This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Got a story here, and I meant to bring it up yesterday, and I know Carson brought it up to you, Jamie. You're not familiar with this Deion Sanders' son, Shiloh, having to return the Mercedes?
He's behind on his payments, right?
$6,900 a month.
Oh, for a car?
For a Mercedes. His payments,
what?
His payments are $6,877 a month.
For a car?
The balance currently on the car, a Mercedes.
Is it a Maybach or something?
I don't know. They don't say. Oh. They don't say. The current balance that he owes on it is $97,239.
What is his interest rate?
The retail value where he bought it at was $135,000. It's a $135,000 car.
So he's made some payments.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still shouldn't be a $6,000. I mean, you can get, well, I'm not going to go into what you can get a loan for and how much it costs, but that is, are you sure it's not $690?
Why are you not buying the car outright? Your dad just signed the contract for $54 million.
And we're sure it's $6,000.
Have him finance it, and you pay him. That's according to the story.
That's $2 million house.
I know. $6,900 is the payment.
Oh,
they say he's several months behind now. He filed for bankruptcy in October of 2023. Now, keep in mind, this kid's in college.
God.
He's still in college. Yep. He filed for bankruptcy in October of 2023. This is Shiloh Sanders, Deion's son, in an attempt to clear up $11 million in debt.
What is he buying?
How are you in college and you've got $11 million? You live at home.
Yeah, that is...
with your very rich dad.
That is crazy.
There's some bad parenting going on
here.
Yeah,
there is. Yeah. I thought that Deion had it together and made everybody, responsible.
I really think that something like this is a reflection on the parents. Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, for an example, your son does very well in his money management. He's very smart about it. He would never be in debt like this, you know, or even close to it, because you've taught him, right?
Right.
There's a parent's obligation to pass along very important information when it comes
that
to financials, right?
Crazy. Yeah.
I think I'm right on that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking into it, and it says, so it's a little deceiving, but what I think is going on is that he's behind so far $6,877.
Oh, it's not per month?
So that's total, no, it's not per month, but
thank
he's
God.
Back.
And monthly payments, right?
Yeah, but
if you total them up, is what you're saying.
In his monthly payments,
right.
He's passed
well, this
due
is written
to that.
Oh, okay, because okay. I was like, that's a $2 million house
yeah.
loan.
Yeah.
But let me go back still. To this. You're in college.
Yeah.
And you've got $11 million in debt?
Yeah.
How's that even possible?
Did he buy like an apartment complex or something?
As far as I know, Jimmy's always lived at home with his dad. Too.
That is weird.
This says that he got in some sort of altercation with a man named Darjean, who was a security guard at the school that he went to high school to, and he like hit this dude, and he owes him money now.
Oh, he sued him?
Yeah.
Oh.
For $11 million?
That's what it says. And yeah, so that's a USA Today story.
So did he file bankruptcy to get out of the payment?
Exactly.
Because that would put you in a hole if he got sued for $11 million.
Yeah, he filed bankruptcy to get out of paying this dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'd be mad. And then he's driving a Mercedes. I'd be like, if I'm that security guard, I'm like, you owe me money.
Yeah, this says that he won in civil court, and the default judgment against him was $11.89 million.
Wow.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Wow, me either. And I didn't think that you could still live that lifestyle if you filed bankruptcy.
I didn't
they
either.
Take everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, my girlfriend filed bankruptcy. They wanted her rings.
Oh, yeah. And he gets NIL money. So, yeah. And that's that whole college paid for thing. All that should be going to this guy here that he owes $11 million, right? Because the court seizes everything from you.
Yeah. I mean, she was like, oh, I can't carry my Louis Vuitton anymore. I'm like, why? She's like, if the bankruptcy judge sees it,
they'll take it.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, though, you're an 18-year-old and you're already down $11 million to some dude?
Well, here's what I don't understand, right? Okay, so the bank filed a motion or whatever to ask for the money. If it's you and me and we owe that money, they just come with a record and they grab it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give us some time to think about it.
$6,900 behind. Even on my house, they put a lock on it.
Exactly.
Right?
That's not fair.
No. I feel like shenanigans are going on here with the Sanders boys.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.